You don't drop it. You don't drop it because you drop into it. It's these tiny little things that make a massive difference. And I just want you to have massive results. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. It is the 15th of March, 7:47 a.m. I'm going shopping shortly, and I'm going to have a blast. Ready? You don't drop it. You drop into it. Neville Goddard says you detach yourself from your old reactions by attaching yourself to what? The state of your wish fulfilled. You don't imagine and you drop it. You imagine and you drop into it. You wear it like a fragrant odor. So I'm doing a one-on-one call this past week. I love these. If you want to do one, let me know. I'll send you details. Ready? So I had to tell her, you're making this work. You're making your relationship work. And you're making manifesting work. And that takes the fun out of both. Have you noticed at work there are these things called rules? Have you noticed in work there's this thing called we will pay you later for your work today? Ready? Neville Goddard said prayer is to be contrasted with an act of will. Prayer is a surrender. It means abandoning oneself to the feeling of the wish fulfilled. If prayer brings no response, there is something wrong with the prayer, and the fault lies generally in too much effort. Serious confusion arises insofar as men identify the state of prayer with an act of will, instead of contrasting it with an act of will. There's a reason why we keep sharing play is the way, dream-driven day. Play is the way. We want your dreams to drive your day, and they won't as long as you make this work. I'm feeling it real now to make something happen later someday. We've got that cool little Joseph Goddard to the Max Pack. It goes into detail on how I begin every single day. I'll tell you what I do every day. I imagine specific events of my day already having gone my way. My shopping, my swimming, you know, my calls, the shows, the podcasts. I imagine specific events every single day having gone my way, just like Joseph Goddard did. That's why we call it Joseph Goddard to the max.com. And I don't use willpower to do it. And I don't do it now so it happens later. I do it now so I begin my day with the experiences of wins. When I experience the podcast already done and dusted, I don't do it so later on it'll be a great podcast. I do it so the podcast is already done and dusted. I feel the elation, the accomplishment, the satisfaction, knowing that it made a difference in someone's life. And then when it physically becomes time to do that, the physical is only the echo. It's the physical follows. Remember that. Physical follows. Neville Goddard said consciousness is the only reality. And I'm telling you, you're probably aware of two things, somewhat. You're aware of some of the physical that follows, and you're aware of some of what you imagine. And the more that you imagine, by the way, the imaginal leads, the physical follows. Consciousness, you are conscious of both. But what really matters is that you lead with an act of surrender by abandoning yourself to the feeling of your wish fulfilled. You don't drop it, you drop into it. You'll wear it like a fragrant odor. Just like the girl that used to ride the school bus with me every day in high school. She emails me a couple years ago and says, I always knew you were going places. I was. I was not on that school bus. I was not staying, you know, I was not going to work at the steel mill. Not going to happen. You guys that do that, good on you. Not for me. Meanwhile, so I'm on this 101 call and she's making her relationship work. Putting up boundaries, guidelines, do this now, we'll do that. Just all these, all this. I tell you, the crazy thing was when she imagined lovingly, she went inside and made beautiful, lovely images that she felt as real. When she was slowing things down, going to the battlefield, making this work, she was in there saying things, having arguments. So I pointed that out to her. Not only that she did it, but how she did it, and then the fun began. Because you're imagining all day long. And mostly you don't know how you're imagining, and mostly most people don't realize exactly what they're imagining. And once you realize some things, once you get some insights. So I had this lovely little fella, Donald. Donald was a student of mine when I taught Kempo karate back in the States. And Donald knew the mechanics of how to throw a sidekick. But Donald was putting way too much effort into throwing his side thrust kick. And I showed him. And he said, well, my cousin Bobby does it this way. And I said, your cousin Bobby trained for 3 months, 3 years ago. I've been training for 13 years at the time. I said, you got to choose who you listen to. Because if you listen to Bobby, you're going to make your sidekick a lot more work than it needs to be. And here's the deal, gang. You can listen to Neville, or you can listen to some other people. My thing always comes back to one thing. You can tell who's teaching Neville because they're teaching the pearl. There's only one cause. Explore and play. If you want to explore and play with us, you can. That's an option. On the other hand, when you get there's only one cause, you also get, you know what, play is the way. When Neville said persist, he didn't mean push. He said surrender. He didn't say drop it. He taught drop into it. Wear it like a fragrant odor. It's these tiny little things, gang. If you got gold today, NevilleGoddardStore.com. We got all kind of goodies there. We got that Joseph Goddard pack. We've got a new cool recording on Abdullah. We've got two cool recordings on Abdullah. You might want to peek at them. Like I said, you know, all of our shit's optional. But here's what we notice. Those who choose to play with us, we get to share in your experience, and you get to share in ours. And now, if you got gold, now if you want to change your life, now is the moment that matters. Imagine up something lovely. Surrender to it. Abandon yourself to it. Then wear it as a fragrant odor as we go into the silence. Serious confusion arises insofar as men identify the state of prayer with an act of will, instead of contrasting it with an act of will. I swear to God, most of the confusion I experience around this with clients comes from exactly this. They're making this work. They're making it forceful, instead of exploring the dance that they are. Dive deeper, soar higher. Thanks for listening. And join us at NevilleGoddardStore.com.